The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 5006. Baruch Hashem, the 6th of Tevis, Tavshi Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, and Shalom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your express letter dated from the 2nd of Tevis. I just received it. I guess when somebody wanted the Rebbe's attention real quick, he wrote an express letter. So the Rebbe says, you write about two possibilities. Now, I'm thinking that the Rebbe is mentioning you wrote an express letter. It's not just to identify this letter, because the Rebbe also writes the date. Maybe the Rebbe wants to imply, you know, you wrote an express, you know, I just received it. The Rebbe says, you're right about two suggestions. And that is to travel, to come to the United States, and to, that's one thing. And the other thing is to look some other way of earning a living in the country where you are presently. Now, it doesn't say here which country he was, but either to come to the United States or to look for a job over there. So the Rebbe says, it's self-understood that the second idea comes first, and for many reasons. Because the main thing the Rebbe says, it seems like the reason that you've been having the problem, that the lackings in finding a good job, is because of the lack of energy. And your lack of trying to settle properly, .. So, therefore, the Rebbe says, in my opinion, it is absolutely necessary, greatest importance, necessity, that you should show the necessary action in your matters in general, especially for Parnassa and settling down, especially. Apparently he wasn't, you know, he wasn't really holding down a job, or he wasn't really working hard, he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do. And the Rebbe says that you need to show actions that are necessary for all your matters, especially when it comes to parnasa, for livelihood and settling down. And the Rebbe says, do it on your own. Don't try to just satisfy the obligation. Maybe there are people demanding, maybe his wife, maybe his in-laws. I don't know who's telling him that. But they, you know, Rebbe says, do it because you come to the realization that you have to do it. That's your responsibility. And the Rebbe says, may it be the will, that we know the known saying of our sages of blessed memory, Yogaita umotsosa. If you put in effort, you will find in both points. First of all, you should put an effort in the above, because that's the nature, the way Hashem created the world. The verse says, right in the very beginning, by Odom Arishon, it says, by Bezeyas Apecho Toichalechem, by the sweat of your face, you'll eat bread, which means you got to work hard. It doesn't come on easy. You got to sweat for your living. And it's only in the future to come, when Mashiach comes, it says, the work will be done through others. Now you got to do, you got to work yourself. You got to work very hard. So first of all, you should fulfill the saying to work hard, but also to be fulfilled. The end of the saying, umotsasa, you'll find. If you work hard, you will find. So both of the things, to work hard and to find. Don't just do because other people are nudging you and telling you. Don't move to the United States. That's not the good option. The option is stay where you are and start looking and using the proper investment in your time and effort and energy to get yourself a proper parnasa, to settle down, and you need to do this not because others are pushing you, but you need to do it on your own, to realize that now we're living in the time when you got to sweat for your livelihood, and that's what you have to do. And then you also get the second part of the statement, Yogaito, when you put in effort, you will find. And the Rebbe says, I'm also shocked that you don't mention even a word as it relates to the days of Yud, Yutes Kislev, and Chanukah. There must have been some sort of habrengen, etc. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe by the secretary.